We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, who's a member of the House Financial Services Committee. And although the House doesn't have anything to say about it because the Senate has the final say, so it looks as if Janet Yellen is going to clear another hurdle towards becoming the new Fed chairman, or chairwoman, I should say. But we've talked about her before. It looks as if it's going to be staying the course of her predecessor once she becomes the new chief.
Well, yeah, there's actually a view that Janet Yellen is more of a what they would call a fiscal dove than Bernanke. In other words, she is one of those that led the charge on making sure that we were continuing to print money. And what we mean by that is when the Fed is coming in, they are purchasing $85 billion of our Treasury bills every month. And that is, in my opinion, and in a lot of other economists' opinion, is going to lead to inflation dangers.
Now, we talked about this last week when you had your hearing about the Fed and its mandates, its dual mandates, and we touched upon a little bit about the fact that maybe they're trying to do too much, trying to keep inflation down and trying to bring unemployment down as well. Do you see that maybe a course correction is needed, or to a certain extent, you know, they're doing about the best they could considering what they have to work with?
Well, that's certainly their argument, and I've had that direct conversation with Ben Bernanke, and that's basically exactly what he said is, look, with this legislative mandate that we have, that's it's not anything new. It's it goes back into the late 60s, 70s. This dual mandate, as you're saying, keep inflation low, but also keep employment up. We are only one of two. Canada is really the only other one that has this dual mandate versus what the Europeans do, which is just to keep inflation in check. And that's led us to do some different things, like quantitative easing, like this this bond purchase program that we were talking about. I'm afraid that we are very much setting ourselves up for inflation coming in, and I don't see another way out of it. The Fed continues to argue that they're going to be able to do this, but here's the problem. We've never done anything like this before, and everything that they're talking about is theoretical on how they're going to keep inflation in check moving forward when we have all this liquidity in the market.
Bill Heisinger, the fact that the Dow is tickling 16,000 and again continuing to scale record heights, is that somewhat an illusion that, hey, the economy is doing better and the like? Is it almost as if it's a deceptive perception that things are going well when maybe the outside is strong but the inside is rotten to the core?
That's a great observation, Gary, and certainly if you listen to the administration, they point to that as a sign of our economic health. The problem is taking care of Wall Street does not always translate to taking care of Main Street. And we are very fortunate that in our area we've diversified, we've slimmed down, we've got very flexible employers and employees, and we've not been hit as hard as a lot of the other places, certainly in the country, but specifically even within the state of Michigan, which really took the brunt. And you know, I'm glad that they're celebrating that Wall Street is healthy, but I'm very concerned about Main Street and making sure that Main Street is healthy. And those two things are not always the same. And there, in my opinion, I've got friends on the other side of the aisle that are sort of wanting to have their cake and eat it too. They deride any Wall Street success, yet they're pointing to that case of having the Dow never be higher as a sign of success. And it's like, well, but you got to go back and look at what's happening in your local economies. And New York's doing well. They're just fine. That is not the case on Main Street, though.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. What do you make about the state insurance commissioner saying that higher premiums could be ensuing if the president's fix of the Affordable Care Act is implemented? It just seems as if you patch one hole and another three holes get popped up in the dike.
Yeah, and Gary, I think that's the lesson here, is that no matter what, fortunately, people are going to be seeing their premiums go up, and we could have avoided this. I really do believe that we could have had other fixes that would not have forced people out of the programs and out of the plans that they like. Look, this president is doubled down on the Affordable Care Act, quote unquote, not so Affordable Care Act, as some have quipped, and Obamacare is going to cost consumers a lot of money, us, you and me, this is the sad part about it, as they think that they can just sort of wave a magic wand and pronounce things. Now we are going to command that the insurance markets do this. And, the people that actually run the insurance markets, meaning those folks that have to make all the numbers work, they go, we can't do it that way. And those in the administration are confused as to why they just can't make it work the way that they want it to work. And it's a sad tragedy, comic tragedy in many ways, as you see folks trying to just make it happen the way that they want it to happen.
The only way, it seems, some people might say, to make this happen is it becomes nationalized. Instead of private insurance agencies, everybody gets insured by the federal government.
The single payer system is certainly a goal of many of the folks that had come up with this plan. They didn't think it went far enough. The head of the Progressives caucus, a guy from Minnesota, has said exactly that, and a number of others have indicated that that's the direction that they want to go. I go the opposite direction. I think we need to repeal it and replace it with other common sense ways of going at it. We have got our own plan as well. The Republican Study Committee has released a plan. Dr. Tom Price, a good friend from Georgia, I'm a co-sponsor on a healthcare plan like his that I think really truly does deliver better care at lower costs, and that is the goal. Unfortunately, Obamacare is not going to deliver that.
And finally, Bill Heisinger, since we won't be chatting next week because of the holiday, sometimes Thanksgiving lies and comes, and it's just, well, it's the beginning of the holiday season. It's time to get ready to do shopping and the like. But other times, Thanksgiving falls at the right time to have everybody take stock of what they have and be appreciative of the blessings that have come to them. I have a funny feeling this might be the time that maybe Thanksgiving falls at the right time, because we need to be thankful about a lot of things that right now sometimes it kind of gets shoved aside and sort of overlooked, and of all the problems we're having with society these days.
Well, Gary, I think that's always the challenge. How do you stop and recognize those blessings that we have been given? And we need to do that every day. I have to remind myself and try to live by that as well. We are truly blessed in this country, and just frankly having the ability to have a say in our government, which is not something that happens around the world. And we all get frustrated, including myself, with some of the directions that we are going. But we've got to make sure that we continue this experiment that was started 237 years ago, and we have a responsibility for it. I can tell you this, that we all have a lot of things to be thankful for. For me, so, you know, family, you know, the friends that we have, the blessings that we've been given, and I think we all have a responsibility to be stewards of that as well.
Seal and Congressman Bill Heising, I wish you and your family a very nice week, a very blessed holiday. I look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Gary. You as well.